Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
We saw so much evidence over the weekend, shocking evidence. Somewhere along the line, the FBI stopped being a law enforcement agency and became an arm of the Democrat Party, specifically an arm of the Democrat Party that specialized in covering up Democrat crime. On so many levels. Just one example, shocking example over the weekend. Hugh Hefner, remember him? Guy who started Playboy, very famous. Hugh Hefner reported Jeffrey Epstein to the FBI in 2005. In 2005. And it happened after he learned that a Playboy playmate, when she was underage, had been sexually trafficked and abused by Epstein and others. So upset by this, he personally went to the FBI. Her name was Audra Christensen. He made multiple reports. What do you think happened to him? Those reports. Backburnered for 15 years. Well, Epstein was a Democrat and everybody around him was too. The playmate, like I said, was Audra Christensen. But the agency didn't bother to follow up at the time. Folks, remember what Comey's daughter, James Comey, Crooked Comey. Crooked Comey's daughter, until Trump finally fired her, thank God for that, was a federal prosecutor. What was she spending most of her time doing? Under Trump and Biden. And again, I've explained many times, Trump did never fully manage to take control of the Attorney General's office or the FBI when he was in office. So you have to look at them as still very much a Democrat agency responding and reporting only to Democrats, even when Trump was in office. Because that's, again, what they are. They are a criminal operation on behalf of Democrats. That's what they became. What was Comey's daughter's doing? She was out there fighting disclosure of Epstein records in response to FOIAs for the federal government. Became almost a full-time job for her. And getting Democrat judges, because they never got any of their kind, getting Democrat federal judges to seal the records and put them off limits. Which is the primary reason why you can... The Trump people can't release them. By the way, they have been in court fighting to release them, both in New York and Florida, something you will never hear on CNN, because all they do is lie. But folks, that's just the first FBI cover-up from this weekend, where they're actively covering up Democrat crime. How long have I told you? The longest time, no one on our side is doing the math on the time. Everybody assumes that the FBI hid the Hunter Biden laptop, lied about being Russian disinformation, covered up all of that because they wanted to help the Democrat win. And they did, except there's one flaw in that theory. They had the Hunter Biden laptop in 2019, a full year before Joe Biden ran. And they blacked the whole thing out, hid it, protected it. In other words, they could have easily taken out Joe and Hunter for their crimes. And it wouldn't have affected the Democrats one iota. In fact, multiple Democrats in that primary pulled higher than Joe. But it had to be Joe. And I've been saying for years, the reason they started hiding that laptop and lying about it, because they had it in 2019, which was a bombshell. Again, a year before Biden officially ran, that race was in 2020. Why would they hide it? They wanted the candidate who was being blackmailed by China so they could piggyback on the blackmail. How long have I told you that? There is no other reason the FBI hides all of that. And now, Jesse Waters is saying what your humble host had told you for years.
For years, we've told you the FBI knew everything the Bidens were up to. The cash, the Chinese diamonds, American policy for sale. Not only was Biden blackmailing other countries and other countries blackmailing him, but the FBI was blackmailing Biden.
Yep. I've been saying it for years. Now, I don't know the form it took. I don't know if they call him up and say, hey, you got to do this. You got to open the borders, got to do what we want. Or we're going, you know, or maybe it was Democrat Party folks in control. I don't know if they call him directly and say that. Or the Bidens just knew that the FBI had everything and it was an implied threat. I don't know which of those are. But to hear Jesse Waters finally say it last week on Fox News, what I've known for a long time, there is no other reason you're covering up all of those Biden crimes and you're the FBI and you know about them starting in 2019. Again, when there's a whole field of Democrat candidates, wouldn't have affected the Democrats one iota to run Biden or Klobuchar or Buttigieg or any of the others who were in the field then. But it had to be Biden. And that's because they could control him. Jesse Waters lays it out.
For years, we've told you the FBI knew everything the Bidens were up to. The cash, the Chinese diamonds, American policy for sale. Not only was Biden blackmailing other countries and other countries blackmailing him, but the FBI was blackmailing Biden. Senator Chuck Grassley just announced that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has had 40 informants inside the Biden family for the last 15 years. What does that mean? It's exactly what you think. 40 FBI informants, going back to the time Joe Biden was vice president, have been providing criminal information to FBI field offices throughout the country. 40 FBI informants have been feeding the Bureau exactly what Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden have been doing all over the world. So, what does it mean that the FBI has had the Biden family wired? And what does it mean that the FBI hasn't done a thing? Well, it tells me that the FBI knows all of the president's dirty laundry and is blackmailing him. Because Senator Grassley also revealed that multiple FBI field offices tried to run this criminal information back to headquarters and were blocked at every corner.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, 40 informants were placed inside the Biden operation. 40. Just watching. Watching all the crime, watching the China deals that the IRS was then investigating for money laundering. Watching China help the Bidens launder money. Watching Biden illegally shake down Ukraine for money when he was vice president. And just watching. And they had a special group inside the FBI, the Foreign Influence Task Force, that was dedicated not to going after Biden, but to going after anyone blowing the whistle on Biden and discrediting them. Starting with the guy, remember the guy who owned the computer repair store and was terrorized by the FBI? They came, they threatened him, they took the laptop, told him to be, you know, to be quiet, stop talking about it. Remember they indicted Rudy Giuliani because he had the laptop and said, he was under the influence of Russians and he was Russian controlled. We got to get to the bottom of it. They later dropped the charges when they no longer needed to discredit him, folks. The FBI has become a cover-up and control operation for Democrats. That is when they're not trying to put Donald Trump in prison. Jesse Waters continues. And it's so great, folks, after years of saying the FBI protected the Bidens so they would have a blackmailable candidate in the White House, one owned, yes, by China, but they could piggyback on that blackmail. They were giddy about it. They loved it. Folks, this is the same FBI and CIA that we've learned in recent weeks, learned China was hacking our boards of elections, manufacturing driver's licenses and sending them back in batches of 20,000 and covered it up so that China could steal the election for Biden. I mean, the crimes are stacking up here. Here's Jesse Waters.
Well, it tells me that the FBI knows all of the president's dirty laundry and is blackmailing him. Because Senator Grassley also revealed that multiple FBI field offices tried to run this criminal information back to headquarters and were blocked at every corner. Shut down before the last election, and it's still being shut down today. Grassley says FBI headquarters deliberately smeared criminal information coming from FBI informants about the Biden family as foreign disinformation, when in fact, after an exhaustive examination, there's never been any information that any of this has been foreign. Even the FBI informant that said the Bidens shook down Ukraine for a $10 million bribe, that was vetted and found not to be foreign disinformation. But it gets worse. The FBI's attempt to follow up on the $10 million Ukrainian Biden bribe was shut down. The FBI informant who said there's 17 tapes of Biden talking about bribes, that too has been shut down, despite that there's no evidence that this is foreign disinformation. And while all of this is going on, the FBI has been actively planting information against Donald Trump, doctoring emails and disseminating fake dossiers. The FBI used Biden to get revenge on Trump. They got a dirty politician elected so they could defeat a politician who caught them trying to frame him and fire their director. And now we have a compromised president in the White House being protected by a rogue gang of sick agents. And the American people are the real victims of this stupid inside game. You're paying more for everything. The border's wide open and crime is sky high. And we have two proxy wars that Biden can't manage. All because the FBI believes it's more powerful than democracy.
So, folks, Jesse Waters, I think he meant to say Trump there, but Jesse Waters blowing this thing wide open. The FBI had a foreign influence task force deliberately to discredit anybody reporting, following up on, exposing, talking about publicly Biden's crimes, while they themselves were embedded inside the Biden organization, watching those crimes and using them to get power over Biden. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, folks, we're learning this weekend in another declassification that the FBI for years has had evidence that Democrat Eric Swalwell got illegal donations from a suspected Chinese spy, participated in a bribery scheme with her to help her place Chinese affiliated interns working for China, not just in Swalwell's office, but in other congressional offices, and that he went along with this bribery scheme. Of course, they did nothing. Folks, honestly, you know, it's not just the FBI working for the Democrat Party. Honestly, are they working for China? It's a serious question. I mean, this is the same FBI, remember, that we've learned in recent weeks lied to Congress when Congress called the FBI before them and said, hey, we're reading these stories in the UK Daily Mail that China hacked boards of elections in the UK and England. Is that going on here? The FBI knew it was, and they lied to Congress and said, no, it wasn't. They then covered up the Chinese shipping 19,000 fake licenses into the country via Chicago O'Hare, in order to try to fix the election for Joe Biden due to mass absentee ballot mail-in fraud. And it was the FBI's own assessment. This is what they were doing, but they made the decision to keep it from Donald Trump, who was president at the time. So, folks, just with these three, the FBI has become a full-time criminal cover-up and voter fraud cover-up enterprise. Working, honestly, they might as well be working out of Democrat Party headquarters. Folks, I'm going to give Trump till the midterms. And if we don't start seeing hundreds of people at a minimum fired from this agency needs to be cleared out, folks, or the Republic is not going to survive it. Can you imagine the reign of terror they'll be on once Trump leaves office?
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.